live right now to post my shit. Y'all got me blocked on live.
you got blocked on live?
For a couple of days.
What happened?
They just blocked me.
For real, because of that shit?
Yeah.
Really? Holy
Instagram
shit.
Instagram with the bullshit.
See, I was going to start out with, like, tell me a little bit about yourself to set the stage.
Nah,
but
that's going.
Let's just get
I'm
right
all
in.
For it.
All right, tell me about where you're from and stuff. My first knowledge, you came from NBA Youngboy saying you're the realest in the song you guys had together.
Definitely the realest.
Okay.
Nah, but, you know, shout out to Youngboy. You know, it's all love. I love him and the whole NBA camp, you know. It ain't too many real ones like that, you know, that when they say they're going to do something, especially, like, at the time when he had rappers as hot as him, for him to even take me on tour with him and shit like that, you know. Like,
how'd you meet him, though?
My producers, we kind of got the same producers. Shout out to Double A and DJ Swift. It just so happened I was in Atlanta working. They was like, hey, YB out here. Ooh. So we go meet up. I paid for the feature. And after that, it was all love. Even with him, like, shooting a video for me. Like, we just built that bond, like, you know. It actually, it's crazy, because how it started was, like, we was just talking. You know how most rappers, they be in their zone, they be in their vibe. Like, he was all quiet and shit, like,
right.
You know what I'm talking.
Because he so doesn't fuck with anybody.
He don't fuck with anybody. He don't. I know, bro, if you ain't in, it's hard to get in, especially with him. So when we go to talking about the music, and we was talking about when he had that AI Youngboy CD, he was like, man, I ain't like it. The label made me put it out like that. I'm like, you tripping. There's some hard songs on there, you know. So then he was like, I was like, I ain't gonna lie, that left hand, right hand song's bullshit. I ain't like that song. And then, like, he go to smiling from ear to ear. You know, like, he used to probably used to everybody being yes man. He go to smile. He's like, you know what, youngin? I ain't even write that. The label gave me that, and I put the verses on there.
Really?
And I did. So after that, like, he trying to, like, opened up, man.
Oh,
he
wow.
know a nigga was a real one. Like, we just genuinely opened up to me. And then after talking, he was like, man, I ain't gonna lie, you too raw. The beginning trouble, going to jail and stuff. So he's like, you need to come on the road with me. This when him and Savage was on the tour.
Uh-huh.
So I show up, took me on the tour with him on the tour bus and shit.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of people wouldn't even want to, like, admit that they paid for a feature or whatever, but it's pretty crazy that he just, like, actually fucked with you so hard. That's, like, the actual value of paying for a feature is that you could actually, like, get to know somebody on that level, that, really.
Exactly. I mean, I got a feature with Baby. I got a feature with Rollo. Free Rollo, by the way.
Yeah.
Key Glock. You know, I ain't paid for none of them. Like, I fuck with them boys, too. I ain't have to pay. YB, like, yeah, that's probably the only feature we paid for, and it was worth it.
Hell yeah. So,
you say people don't admit it.
A lot of people don't want to admit it, but then also when
that's
you listen to that,
it's
when you listen to that and you just hear him, like, just actually saying that you're the, well, not even just saying he fucks with you, but saying you're the realest. That's some crazy shit.
And a lot of people be hating, like, oh, he probably paid him to do that. I swear to God, I ain't paid that man to say shit.
Yeah, when I think about it, I hung out with Youngboy in the studio and shit, and he was actually pretty cool to me, but also at the same time, like, you could tell that he was really just feeling
me out.
He gonna
hold back. Yeah, he gonna stare you up and down.
Yeah.
He gonna blank face.
He's trying to figure out if you're an op or not.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's very, very, very cautious. Yeah.
Fucking with the
All right. So, like, people have been talking about you like crazy over the course of the past, like, week or so.
Yeah.
Explain what happened. Because I saw this video of you, and, you know, I was just like, man, I hope this dude's all right. Because I really thought you got shot up.
Yeah.
Okay. How did this idea come about, or how did this whole thing go down?
Basically, I'm going to be 100% with you. Basically, we just, if you listen to the song, we was trying to figure out how to illustrate the lyrics into the video and whatnot a better way than actually, like, getting shot. Like, I wouldn't say, like, it was staged or nothing, but we did it all for a video shoot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my point, like, what I want to stress to y'all, like, basically in the song, I'm telling you, like, don't wait till I'm dead and gone to let me know that you fuck me, you got love for me. You know, let me know now. Don't wait till I'm dead and gone. Like, and death and gun violence, like, that ain't nothing to play with. You know, like, I got real homies. I got real family, like, gone, dead and gone. Like, I'm from the project, for real, out in Florida. So, you know, that ain't shit to be played with. But I'm just trying to illustrate to y'all my point, like, of how this business work and how just people in general, not even musicians, but people in the hood every day getting smoked, you know, like, and now people out the woodwork, oh, RIP, RIP, damn, he gone so soon, I love you. But why you ain't tell that? You weren't fucking with this, man. You ain't had none of that love. And even with the musicians, it's even worse, because, like, look at X, for example. Mm. This man, his fan, his following doubled on IG. It took for him to die for him to go number one on Billboard. Like,
I feel like that's one of the weirdest things I've ever seen.
It's fucked up. You know,
his shit went from like 8 million to like 16 million.
It doubled after. Like, what other 8 million? That's
yeah. It's like, you know, he's not really going to be posting that much. It's not going to be him. It's going to be his mom or somebody associated with him. It's like, it's strange to think that like somebody could want to follow him once most of the interesting shit is out of the way, just because that doesn't make sense to me. Like, how do you figure out that you like somebody after they pass?
That's
strange.
You can never have another conversation with this man.
Right.
Never. Like, so it worked, because my whole everything we talked about, the point that I wanted to get across, like it showed it. The industry showed it. Like, shout out. I ain't gonna lie. Like, shout out to the real ones who reached out. Like, you know, like Herbo and them, you got some real ones who really was like, put the prayers, like, in a couple other artists, big time artists that I fuck with. They like, you know, genuinely cared. But far as like, you got these blogs and you got these different big radio stations.
Who had never posted about you before.
Never posted about me before. But now y'all assume I allegedly got shot. And it got so crazy to the point where people were written me off. Like, oh, he dead. Gotta be dead. People made up the story and they ran with it. Like, I never came out and said that I got shot.
Right.
Like, that was never my intentions.
But in terms of how the Instagram Live looked and everything, that was like, you wanted to mess with people's heads.
I wanted it real as possible, because the whole time I was on live, we were recording the video.
Right.
So I wanted it to be really positive. And it's so ironic that the man who did my stunts and stuff like that, well, I ain't gonna say a stunt, but did recorded the shooting and set it all up with the plates to make it look like a real movie. Uh-huh. He did X stuff.
Oh, JMP?
He was behind when X hung himself.
JMP, the white dude?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I know him. He's hard as fuck.
He hard as fuck. Like, that man raw.
Oh, so he was shooting the video. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh,
he was shooting the video the whole time he was doing it.
He actually just did a video with me and Maxo Cream and 03 Greedo before he went in. And it's like, the whole video is like me. Well, at least part of it, there's this old white guy that's like trying to break up the party. And they have me throw him in a chair and I'm tying him up. And all these dudes, like, there's all these huge Crip dudes in there. And they're all messing with him, smacking him in the head. They're all drunk as fuck and shit. And he's an actor, but they're like lit. So they're like smacking. Yo, it was fucking crazy. Man, I was like, I want to get this guy out of here, man. Felt bad for him.
He the best, yo. That man rock.
That's crazy. Okay, but so a lot of people, have you got a lot of criticism since people realized that you weren't actually dead, from people saying that it's fucked up to mess with people's heads and shit?
Yeah, I got a lot of, like, you know, that's what everything you do, you got to take the good with the bad. Like, I got a lot of backlash, but most of it was from the people who, like, my point, who only followed me once they heard I got shot. Mm-hmm. All of my followers, that's brilliant. Man, this video dope as fuck. Like, I got a real core fan base. Mm. I built my fan base from the ground up. I wasn't one of them artists that was blessed to just, boom, go viral and pop overnight. Mm. Got one song and it just blew up. Boom, 15 million. I wasn't that artist. Like, I really got in the streets and printed up 10,000 CDs, jumped in the van, paid for it to get wrapped with my face on it, driving city to city, putting out 1,000 CDs at a time, posters. Like, I really built it from the ground up. So my core fan base, once they figured out, put all the piece together, the video, and, you know, because like I said, it would have been different. I would have came out, oh, y'all pray for me, I got shot. Now, that's really fucking with a bitch head. Like, nah, right. that's some fucked up shit. But me just letting them assume, like, and now the video come out, oh.
You kind of left it open to interpretation.
I left it open,
yeah. They can't get that mad.
People want to be, the internet going, you got all these fake ass detectives and police officers. They want to go ahead and put their own assumptions and their own stories together. And that's what they did. Because, like I said, they even wrote me off dead. Oh, he dead. No news article ever came out with it. Oh, yeah, he did. He died. And,
right.
You know, they written me off, and I just let their mind wander, let them think. As soon as the video dropped, boom. Oh.
I got to admit that I respect it as a tactic, because it's pretty, like, brilliant that it was part of the video, but that you didn't really, like, actually say that you got shot. You just sort of let them think that. I mean, in terms of trolling, in terms of, like, messing with people's heads, I definitely liked it. Like, I thought it was, and just because it got your name out there a lot and made a lot of people pay attention to you, and just the fact, because I already knew about you. That's why I thought it was crazy, because I already, like, I watch every NBA YoungBoy video, so I seen all that shit, too. Yeah, and it's just, I don't know. I thought it was pretty well played.
I hope that make them go back and become a fan of Project Young. Listen, like, you got to listen to the message. Like, I'm not, no offense to, like, the SoundCloud rap, but I don't see myself in that era, how they be like, you know, like, I'm a real, like, I paint pictures, and yeah, I'm a real street rapper in the sense that I really paint pictures with my words. I visualize that shit that I done been through. I want y'all to see that. That way, when you hear it, like you heard that Biggest Blessing. If you're searching for that person who could change your life, start by looking in the mirror. You know, like that make you think, like damn, like you know, like I want you to hear me and be like, yeah, this nigga talking about something. This kid for real, you know. So,
do you feel like it's like open doors for you in terms of just more people listening to your music and stuff? Did you see a crazy bump in your followers or your plays or whatever?
Like 70,000.
Yeah.
Even the plays on Spotify went up another 10. So like I could see the bump. Like, and it like my whole logic and my whole why we did, like it proved that, because like now, like you said, all these big ass vlogs and bloggers like reaching out and radio, like y'all come on and yeah, let's do. I don't think I would have been able to go on some of them shows or do some of them interviews if like that wouldn't have happened. Mm-hmm. Like not yet, because like you said.
Do you feel like a lot of people are angry though?
I mean, I can care less. Like I came out and gave an apology, but that was strictly for my fans and my loved ones. I felt like I owed them that for the stress, the heartfelt, because a lot of them, like they told me they cried, like, you know, so at least I know that genuine love. I got that real fan base and I love them, like, because they love me. Like, and this is what I do it for. Without them, I'm nothing.
Right.
You know, so they buying the music, they download and they coming to the shows and I see it, because like, over the last 5 months, like we've been booked up shows and they packed, singing word for word.
Hell yeah. That's dope. Yeah. So like, what do you think it is about your stuff that people like fuck with that makes you different from a lot of other rappers out there?
Just that grind. Cause like I said, I didn't pop over and I didn't go viral on the internet up until the shooting. But like before, like my music ain't pop go viral. Like, so you know, it's just that grind and just that pain, that hunger, they feel that when they hear me, they feel it in my music, you know, like, so I think that's really why they like fuck with me so much.
Yeah. Did you see the situation that went down with the kid, Soulja Kid?
Yeah, I seen that.
Cause that was kind of like, sort of like what happened to you, except that situation just happened to him because kids online just made up a conspiracy theory. And then
his
shit blew up. He had like 40K and then boom, he had 400K.
He didn't get to enjoy it.
But then he got his Instagram got deleted too.
Yeah. So he didn't get to enjoy the shit. Like,
yeah.
It sucks though, like you said. Crazy how the internet worked.
I mean, it's just like kids were going so crazy after X got shot that like they just were trying to figure out anything. Anything.
They see a red mask in the picture. Yep, that's the killer.
Yeah. They find one lyric where he said something about XXX and they were like, boom. I'm like, I don't know. Everybody's hitting me up like, why aren't you reporting on this? This is real. I'm like, listen, I ain't reporting on anything until somebody gets arrested. Like, nah. You know?
And they got that man fucked up. Like, really, Adam, he ain't getting to enjoy it because he had, like you say, went from 40,000, 200,000, 300,000, 400,000, 500,000, and a week later, all
gone. Boom, it's all gone.
That's crazy. I'd be mad as fuck.
What a roller coaster. Man. Do you feel like it's opened up the door for like new opportunities for you now that like you just have like more name recognition and shit?
Yeah, like now it definitely opened up the doors because a lot of people who didn't know me or who wouldn't have known me, they know me now. Like even if like it sucks to say, I don't want to be that guy that, oh Lord, he did that little death shit or he faked the shooting, faked his death, whatever they want to call it. I don't want to be known for that. I want to be known for the music because I take this seriously and I really like put my all in this shit, you know? Really want to blow, like be in a position to really provide for my family, really take off with it. So that's what I want to be known for. But it definitely opened up more doors and opportunities.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of yours. Like, I watch your stuff that. And I really see it. So, you know, like, when I was coming out, I was like, I gotta do No Jumper. I gotta get with Adam. Like, you know, like, I fuck with your craft, your work. You like?
I appreciate that. I think actually I might have found out about your shit on stream.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think somebody might have paid the $50 or whatever for me to watch the video with Youngboy, and that's how I first got interested. Like, who is this dude? I remember you had that blue button-up polo shirt with all, like, the planets on it or some shit.
Yeah, that Gucci shirt.
Yeah, it was Gucci. A Gucci shirt. Yeah. That thing
with
was hard.
The same tiger you got on your neck.
Yo, exactly, right? I didn't even know what Gucci was when I got that shit on my neck. I've been listening to rap for like 10 years and I still haven't figured out what it was exactly. So what of your stuff out there do you think that people like, if people are watching this just because they're trying to figure out what happened with that one viral clip, I just want to hear your opinion like on what those people should go check out and what they should listen to from you, because they might need some guidance.
Go check out every Project Youngin song you could go get and go download. Top three you need to go get, I ain't gonna lie, like you said, Biggest Blessing with NBA Youngboy going crazy. You know, like, it just works. You know, his style and my style and my life, they gonna love it. Ballmane's featuring Lil Baby. That song going crazy.
A lot of drip on there.
On there. Big drip. A lot of diamonds. A lot of.
Damn.
You know, no deal. I ain't got no deal. Over 100K in jewelry, no deal, Adam.
Damn.
They ever bought a Rolly off a flip phone?
Yeah, what the fuck? You got a burner? You still selling dope or what? Just talk about it. It's all good.
They ever bought a Rolly off a flip phone? Free Chauncey. Free Chauncey.
I definitely used to have some burner phones back in the day. I miss that era.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I thought you was more like a payphone era.
Nah, well, I do remember that too. not on any like criminal shit, but just like I remember like using phones to like call girls and shit. I'd be out all day and like have to use the phone and put a dime in it to be like, yo, I'm coming over, okay? Like,
yeah. A dime to use a payphone?
Back in the day. Before it was a quarter, it was a dime.
When I was a JIT, them bitches were like 35 cents before they took. I'm like 3 years old.
Well, because when you were a JIT, I was already a senior citizen, so.
I'm only 23. I'm the shit. Look at me. Yeah. Hey. Yeah, man. A whole lot of drip in that Ballman video, you know.
Right.
100,000 over on jury, no deal.
Facts. Lil Baby, hard as fuck.
Lil Baby, oh, I fuck with Baby. I love, like, when I met Baby, he only had 80,000 followers, and now him, like, that's, like, me and Baby just had a show 2 days. 2 days ago in St. Petersburg.
Right.
Like, to see that growth and just to see, like, you know, I love it. Like, I got in his ear and I told him, hey, keep going. Like, you motivate me. Like, you know, ain't nothing wrong with letting a nigga know. Like, you know, ain't no hate in my blood. Like I said, when I met him, I probably had, like, 9,000 followers. But he had 80, and now to see him 2.whatever million, number one song with Drake, you know, like, that inspired me to go harder.
Hell yeah.
Like, that could be me, you know? Cause he's a real street man. Like I'm from the streets. You know, you ain't gotta talk about bullshit to make it.
Yeah, that's what's up, man.
Oh, and they gotta go get that Meant to Be Project Young and Meant to Be.
Okay.
They hear that.
That's the new shit.
Everything gonna happen like it's meant to be. I'm gonna see who really meant for me.
Hell yeah.
Pray Adam never change on me. Switch lanes on me.
Nah, we
stand
down.
Trying to run their little game on me, little bitch. So yeah.
That's what's up.
Thought soldiers out now too, like. Like you said, it's a lot of people who gonna wanna tune in just because of the shooting. And,
you gotta
back.
Use that
he's
energy though,
the dead.
You know?
Yeah. I'm back. But that's what they want, I'm gonna give it to them, but they're gonna get a whole lot more.
Yeah. I mean, if anybody, that's why I brought up that Soulja Kid thing, because he was falsely accused of some shit and actually was able to, like, use that energy to make something good. You're kind of a low key genius. I wouldn't be surprised if you, like, had, like, some advertising genius behind you that was like, this is what we're gonna do, we're gonna fake this scene and blah, blah, blah. Or was that all you?
I can't take all the credit for it. I can't take all the credit for it, you know. Shout out to my team, and you know, so I can't take all the credit. But
okay.
They great. They put it together, and like you said, what's the guy's name again?
Soulja Kid?
No. From the video, who y'all was beating up and slapping around. Who did,
I don't know
that
his name, but
together.
Some old-ass dude.
Who did the X?
Oh, JMP. Yeah.
He's talented.
Yeah.
I'm talking to him like he hooked that C4 up to me. I'm like, damn. I ain't feel nothing that shot. Boom. Looked it so real. That shit was crazy.
Oh, that's what it was? Like, there's like a special thing that they attach to your shirt that makes it?
He made it out of a condom with a plate in the back, filled up the, how he did it, hooked up the C4 to it, and he got the button, and when he queued it up, it's like, as soon as the hand go up, that's when the shot's going to get fired.
Wow.
So the phone dropped. Boom, and it looked real. Like,
damn, no wonder it looks so realistic. That's fire.
Real as fuck. Like, that shit was cool. Like, I told him I want to do movies one day because of that. Like, I liked it. That.
Hell yeah.
Not even just playing with people's minds, but, you know, because a lot of people was worried, but shit.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Nah, that's tight, man.
I don't clout chase. I chase paper.
Yeah, facts. Yo, I appreciate you coming through and like just sort of filling us in on everything. I think that the people at home will probably really appreciate getting a little bit of a lesson, a little bit of an update.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Like, you know, I've been seeing me rocking a lot of Florida shit. Like, Florida, we're going crazy.
Yeah. Love Florida.
Yeah.
What city are you from again?
St. Petersburg.
Oh, okay, there you go.
I'm from St. Pete, out in Florida, you know.
St. Pete, a grimy ass place. Yep. I don't know where the fuck you're from in St. Pete, because I've been there, like, on vacation with my family. We stopped through there. I think we were just on the beach or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. You're probably from
that's
the cut.
That's where a lot of buddies at. Okay. A lot of crack gets sold out there.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, I bet the cops are gnarly as fuck.
Gnarly. You better not be out there flagging after 11 o'clock.
Cops in Florida got nothing to do, and they act like everything is the fucking biggest deal ever. That shit is crazy. What?
I ain't even going to tell you how many times I got pulled over in the lab. I hate going back home. I hate it. Feel like I'm a target.
Where do you stay at now?
I still got a place in St. Pete, got an apartment in Jacksonville.
Okay.
But I be in Atlanta at least 2 weeks out the month.
Oh, yeah.
Just working, just either room, hotels, or Airbnbs. That's working. I need to get me a house out there.
You love Atlanta?
Yeah, I like it.
It's amazing, right?
It's just like, it's always something to do there as far as like music wise. Like, don't get me wrong, if I ain't in the studio shit, like video shoots or photos, I be bored as fuck.
Hmm.
But it's always something to do.
Yeah. Atlanta's dope because it's just like such a fucking hip hop scene out there. Exactly. Such a network of people who are just always doing shit in the studio and everything, you know?
You like it out there?
Hell yeah.
When you get out there, we got to link up.
Let's do it. I mean, when I was out there, I was with Shoreline Mafia and we were pretty much in the studio all night, every night for like fucking a week straight. But
I got to get me a shirt. No jump. I got a real jumper.
We got you. That's what Drake said too. Drake said he doesn't know if he can do the interview because he got such a good jumper.
Yeah, that's why I said, I told him, like, my jumper is so wet. Like, I got videos. Instagram crossing people, making them fall and making it rain. So how can I be on no jumper?
I'm trash. I got nothing.
No jumper.
Exactly. I didn't think of it that way when I came up with it, but that's how it's sort of played out.
You know, you look like Mike Williams with the handles.
Who's that?
When he got the ball hit.
I don't know. Who's Mike Williams?
Never heard of him?
I don't know shit.
No jumper.
I fuck with Larry Bird.
Larry Bird. Mm. He got a jumper.
Yeah. He's a better man
than
me.
What about Shaq?
Shaq, no jumper, no but jumper. That's why I like him.
No jumper.
Appreciate you, man. Thank you for coming on, bro.
Hey, it's Project Younger, man. Can't tell me nothing, man. It's the Younger, ho.
Pow. No jumper. Coolest no podcast jumper. Of the world. Check us out on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes. I'm